I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is up now with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth makes a batch of ginger beer with two guys, one of their moms, and a couple of dogs in Truro.
Nico Enriquez was a kid when he first watched Willie Fenicol make fermented ginger beer.
Do about a cup of water.
Willie's sister Teresa set up like a volleyball net, and I was this little kid who showed up and started playing with him, and I started eating dinner at this house, and he was making the ginger beer. It was super good.
A tablespoon of sugar.
Nico quickly realized that Willie, or Farmer Willie as Nico calls him, as he also has 17 goats, wasn't making ginger beer like you'd find in stores. Most modern ginger beer is basically soda, ginger and sugar with pressurized carbon dioxide. But Farmer Willie's ginger beer was fermented with yeast.
It's a yeast strain they isolated from like the Champagne region in France that's like really good with high sugar. We're using like cane sugar and ginger and lemon, which are like kind of very simple for what yeast normally digests grain. Champagne yeast is really good because it makes like a clean flavor in that type of a harsh environment.
When Nico says clean, he means dry, like a wine that's not very sweet. Nico and Willie think this traditional method of fermentation makes better, more nuanced ginger beer, one they think people want as many drinkers move away from sugar.
We basically went from like the stage where we were talking about it at the dining room table at night, and I was like this crazy kid who was like, yo, Willie, we should do this. And Willie was like, okay, Nico. And then I kind of was like, no, I'm serious. And he's like, are you actually? And I was like, yeah. So we basically told my best friend about it, and he was on board. And so the three of us, like this kind of weird, unlikely pair of like Willie, who's like living in Cape, this British kid who's like my best friend from London, and then me, who's just like a weirdo as well, all trying to make like ginger beer and having no idea what we were doing like to build it up.
Today, Willie and Nico have gone from making 10 bottles at a time to 10,000 cans.
Making it at this scale, like hand-grated ginger, making the same quality at a large scale takes a long time of like, how exactly do we make this so we can do it like with the quickness of what the industrial system is, but the same like fresh, clean, real ingredients and flavor. I'd worked in labs and everything, so I started applying like that lab process to like how do we try and like figure out this big problem of like bring it from 10 bottles at a time to 10,000.
It's a huge challenge. 2 years ago, Nico and Willie felt ready to start mass producing their basic ginger beer recipe, and today it's sold all over eastern Massachusetts. And with the help of Willie's mom, Nancy, Willie and Nico are still experimenting with new flavors.
This is rose water.
We have beach roses right out here, and so he plucks about a cupful, and I forget what, then we just steep it in water for half an hour.
Smell the rose stuff.
It's really good.
That smells bomb.
Who knows? Maybe rose water-infused fermented ginger beer will be the next big drink. In the meantime, Farmer Willie's mom, Nancy, is sticking with the original.
It's incredibly dry and light and gingery.
To me, it's just sweet enough. And it's good on its own, but I think it's even better with vodka and lime juice over ice in a Moscow mule. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can get some ideas on how to make your own ginger beer and see some pictures of Willie's growing herd of now 19 goats by visiting our website at capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.